You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. So happy to have you here. Okay, there is a lot going on in the Travel Points world. There has been so many new updates, and it all happens really, really fast. So I recorded 2 weeks ago a podcast episode that was the deep dive into the Chase Sapphire Reserve. That whole episode is pretty much scrapped and should be put in the trash because it is completely changed now. Last week, I did a podcast episode on the best current credit card offers out there, which those are still true. But now there's even more credit card offers out there. So things are always changing, but Chase Bank specifically has pretty much revamped their entire credit card suite, changed some rules, added a new business credit card, all those things. Capital One, their premier card, Venture X, has changed their perks. So things are just rapidly changing. And it's really hard to keep the podcast updated like in real time because I do record some of these in advance. I have them kind of planned out sometimes. So like I put that one out and now it's pretty much not even a real thing anymore. It's not true. So I'm putting this out today with all of the changes that you need to know. But if you are someone who wants to stay up to date, I do stay up to date on this stuff for my students. And so things are changing all the time. Hotels are devaluing their points. There's really good deals that open up. Like there was a 15,000 point redemption for flights to Europe the other day. There's openings at like really hard hotels. There's new credit cards out there. I am updating my students as quickly as possible with this type of stuff. And that is my first priority when stuff like this comes out. So this is why I am super excited about my new program coming out in July. It is basically a whole revamp of all my programs. I truly love the Travel Points Academy that I have. It's amazing. It gets people results, and it's a great program, and I'm not getting rid of it, but I really love being able to help you personally with your credit card strategy. I love answering questions and teaching and helping you actually plan your vacations, not just say, here's an academy, here's how you can learn about travel points, have fun, go take multiple vacations. I want to be able to say, here's the material, let's help you take multiple vacations. Where do you want to go first? Let's plan this out together. So I am kind of making everything combined. And so I have the membership right now, the Travel Points Lounge. That is going to stay, but I'm going to completely revamp it and put everything into that one program. So I'm going to have this one program, the Travel Points Lounge. It is a full-on membership that includes the Travel Points Academy and a brand new academy called Booked and Bougie, which are for the people that have credit card points already but just don't know how to use them. So you can come into this program whether you're a beginner or you already have points and you're ready to book something, and it will help that's both of those people. It's an amazing community. There's so many women already in the Travel Points Lounge, and we're planning lots of vacations. And it's an amazing community of women who are traveling with their family multiple times a year, getting credit cards every couple of months, getting points, all of that stuff. But I'm combining everything in it, and we're just going to provide more material. We're going to have more monthly calls. We have a complete Telegram chat now where we can voice message. You can ask questions at any time throughout the lounge membership. I will answer them. I will help you plan vacations. I'll look up flights for you, all of that stuff. So I really want this to be an immersive community. And there's really nothing out there like that. There's lots of courses. There's lots of information. But there's nowhere where you get this really close group support. And essentially you're getting travel points education while also getting basically a travel planner. So that's kind of what we're merging. We're merging the travel points world with travel planning and getting you everything in one program. So I'm so excited for that. It's going to be places like that where you're going to get up-to-date information right on the spot. I will be dropping teachings in the Telegram chat all the time. And we'll just be going back and forth with it. So like I said, there's already a really great group of women in there. And I'm going to be increasing the rates here in July and just revamping the whole program. And I'm so, so excited for it. For things like this that we're talking about today, the changes in Chase, my students already know that in that program. They're already ready to go. They have a good idea on what their next card's going to be. They know everything that's out there. And they can ask me at any time and say, hey, which card should I open next? Hey, this is where I want to go on vacation. Like, what should I do? Which hotel should I book? All of those things are always happening in there. And so I love the program and I'm just so excited to make it even better. So stay tuned for all of that dropping here in July. But today we're going to talk about, first I'll talk about talk about Capital One Venture X card, and then we'll go into the whole Chase change. So Capital One Venture X, I feel like I did mention this on one of the podcast episodes. They are basically taking away their lounge access with their card. So you as the primary card holder will still get lounge access in that priority pass and in the Capital One lounges, but you no longer get free guests in the lounge. And this was because the lounges were just getting super overcrowded and they weren't starting to feel luxurious anymore. There was long wait times. They were super crowded. And I get it. Something needed to be done. And so that's what they did. And so everyone was jumping ship. Well, as Capital One came out with these announcements, Chase has now revamped their cards and added lots of perks to their cards. And so right now in the Travel Points space, the Capital One Venture X and the Chase Sapphire Reserve are kind of one of the two premier cards out there, along with American Express Platinum card. And so those three are kind of the highest annual fee cards out there with lounge access and lots of perks. And that's how they have always been rated. And Chase actually came up with more perks for their Chase Sapphire Reserve card, but they also increased their annual fee, which was very shocking for how high they increased it. So lots of things going on. So we're going to first dive into the Chase Sapphire Reserve card and kind of all of the changes that they made with that card. So right now, it is now a $795 annual fee, so almost $800, which is very, very high. It comes with a sign-up bonus of 100,000 Chase points plus a $500 travel credit when you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months. So yes, this is a huge chunk of points. That $500 travel credit is awesome. You have to use that with one purchase, so you have like one time to use it within the Chase travel portal. So do know that you can't do like 250 and 250. It has to be one purchase and you need to use it all. I like the 100,000 points, but I was really expecting them to have a higher sign-up bonus. When we just saw that the Chase Sapphire preferred card had an elevated offer of 100,000 points and then the reserve comes out at 100,000, I'm just a little disappointed. I was expecting somewhere between 100 and 200. More like the 150 range. So I was hoping for something bigger for that almost $800 annual fee, but there's lots of perks that come with it. So you're going to get that $500 travel credit. You're going to get 100,000 points. You're also going to get a $300 statement travel credit. So these, now that I'm going in, are going to be things that you get every single year with this card. So you get a $300 statement travel credit. So you just have a statement basically that you can erase $300 from. You get $500 credit for stays with their edit program. So this is like an edit hotels program where you're going to get perks when you book through there, like free breakfast and some other things. You get $250 for each half of the year. So you'll have $250 to spend from January through June, and then July through December, you'll have another $250. This has to be booked for two nights or more though, so do keep that in mind. You get $120 towards your global entry or TSA pre-check. You get access to Chase lounges and two free guests. You get the priority pass for that cardholder, so you do have lounge access, but just like the travel or the Capital One Venture X card took away those guests for that priority pass, same thing. It's just going to be for that cardholder. But for Chase lounges, you would have yourself and two free guests. So if you're someone who lives at a home airport where there's a Chase lounge, then this might make sense for you. For me, I like rarely travel to places that have Chase lounges or even Capital One lounges for that matter. I'm like in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. So I don't have like a major hub. So these things don't really matter to me. But for some people, they might. So take or leave what some of these credits are and if you would use them. Yeah, it may sound great to have, like this one has $120 DoorDash membership that you get for free credit. That sounds really great. And you're getting like, there's all these things that you can add up. But if you're not going to use it, like me, again, I live in the middle of nowhere. I don't have DoorDash. I'm not going to use that. Then don't count that. If you can add up all the things that you're going to use and it's going to surpass that $800 annual fee, then it makes sense to you. Okay, so priority pass, then you're going to have access to what they call their reserve travel designer. It's basically like an itinerary builder for your vacations. Sounds pretty interesting. I would like to see how that's used. For dining, you get a $300 dining credit. For Chase specific restaurants, you get $150 for each half of the year. You get that $120 DoorDash membership that I mentioned, and then you also get $25 per month for DoorDash credits. Some other perks that you're going to get is you're going to get a $300 StubHub credit, again, $150 for each half of the year. So if you're looking at concert tickets, that might be something. You're going to get complimentary Apple TV Plus and Apple Music subscriptions, $10 a month for Lyft, and $10 a month Peloton credits. So like, there's a lot of perks that come with it. The two things that really stand out in my mind that I'm actually thinking about getting this card is I'm going to get a $500 travel credit when I meet my minimum spend, plus I'm getting a $300 statement travel credit. So just right there, that's my $800 that makes up my annual fee. Then I'm also getting my 100,000 points for my sign-up bonus. Then I'm going to get a $500 credit for the edit that I'm probably going to use. I'm going to use lounge access, all of those things. I'll probably use the StubHub credit. We like going to concerts. So like those things are going to be on top of me paying the $800 annual fee. So that's just kind of how you want to look at it. But definitely some major changes from what the annual fee used to be to what it is now. And I really, like I said, I thought they were going to have a higher sign-up bonus for it than what they do. But for some people, it's totally worth it. So, all right. So then Chase also came out with a brand new card for business owners. So right now they have the Chase Inc. cards, which are, in my opinion, amazing. And everyone should have them in their wallet. The Chase Inc. cards, there's three of them. Two of them are $0 annual fees with 75,000 points for their sign-up bonus. And then the other one, I believe it's like $150 annual fee for 90,000 points. Both amazing cards for a huge chunk of Chase points. This card's going to get you 200,000 Chase points, which again is a lot. I love it. Still going to have that higher annual fee of $795. Okay, so same annual fee. And you have to spend $30,000 in the first 6 months. So high sign-up bonus, high minimum spend. So if you can spend $30,000 in the next 6 months, this might be something to look at you. Again, almost an $800 annual fee, but lots of perks, very similar. This is the Sapphire Reserve for business. It's very similar to the personal reserve. You're going to get a lot of the same perks. So you're going to get an annual $300 travel credit, your TSA pre-check, your $500 credit for the edit. You're going to get IHG Platinum Elite status. Then there's all these other business perks. So you're going to get $400 ZipRecruiter credits, $200 for each half of the year. You're going to get a $200 Google Workspace credit, $100 in giftcards.com, 50 and 50 for each half of the year. You're going to get your DoorDash stuff just like the reserve. You're going to get the $120 for Lyft just like the other one. And then you can get some perks when you spend a certain amount on that card in a year. But 200,000 points is a lot. I think it's a great chunk of Chase points. And if you have been here for any amount of time, you know Chase is super, super valuable. And I love Chase points. And this is a great way to earn a lot of Chase points. You just have to justify that $800 annual fee to see if it's worth it. If you're just like, the Chase inks are amazing. To get 75,000 points for a $0 annual fee is like a no-brainer. And I think the minimum spend on that one is 6,000 in 3 months, which is a lot more attainable for most people than 30,000 in 6 months. So those are the changes on those two cards. The Chase Sapphire Preferred also came out with an elevated offer right after this. It went up from 60,000 points for their elevated offer for now 75,000 points. So again, if that reserve card is just too much for you and you don't have the preferred card, which I really believe everyone should have that card in their wallet, definitely go grab the preferred card while it has that elevated offer. And the other change that Chase came with was before this whole change, you could not hold both of those personal cards. You could not have the Chase Sapphire Preferred and a reserve card. You had to have one or the other. And then you could only earn a sign-up bonus on them every 48 months. So you had to, like, let's say you had the Chase Sapphire Preferred in your wallet. You had to wait 4 years. Then you would have to cancel that card and then reapply for like the reserve or the preferred. And then you could get a sign up bonus again. They got rid of that and they pretty much put in the language that American Express has. And it's a once in a lifetime offer on those cards. So now you can have the preferred and the reserve, but you can only get those sign up bonuses once. What they did add though, which I really like, and American Express has this too, is when you apply for a card, they're going to vet you on whether you get the sign up bonus or not. So it may say like, you are not eligible for this bonus. Do you want to proceed with this application before it does that hard credit pull? So you will see if you're eligible for the sign up bonus before. They're not just going to give you the card and then say, hey, sorry, you don't get the sign up bonus. So I really do like that. So even if you have had one of these cards in the past, it's not a hard no that you might not be eligible. So I would still apply anyway and see if you can get the sign up bonus. It may be now they haven't like for sure come out with like the official language and it's not set in stone. So you may have been able to get it before and still get it again. It might be like now that this new offer is out, now you can only get it once in a lifetime. But anyway, just be mindful of that. And I would try anyway, but do keep in mind that like, if you grab it now, you may never get that sign up bonus again. So do keep that in mind. So those are all of the changes within the Chase Points world. Capital One, lots of changes in the lounge access world as well. Lounge access has really, really changed and they're leaning more towards those people traveling alone. Whereas before it was really targeted towards families. Families could bring in their whole family and all their kids into the lounge. And they're really changing that because they want a different atmosphere in the lounge and they don't want them super crowded, which I really do understand. So you'll just have to be mindful on which card you think is best to have in your wallet. I don't suggest like going and getting every premium card and paying all these annual fees. I think you should look at all of them and figure out which one is going to be the best fit for you to have in your wallet. This Chase Sapphire Reserve one might even be a really good one to grab right now because that 100,000 sign-up bonus with that $500 travel credit is great. But then next year when that's gone and all you have are the perks and maybe it's not worth it, you can go ahead and close that card after a year. So you don't have to keep it open. It could be maybe just this year is great and then it doesn't make sense for you later on down the road. So just kind of have some sort of a strategy with that. But like I said, there's lots of changes out there. I try to keep you as updated as possible. So I'm probably going to drop this podcast episode even early just so that you have the information. But I pour everything I have into my students and I want them to know all of this information right away. So they knew about this a couple of days. They knew the day it came out, the morning it came out. I said, hey, here's what the sign-up bonus is. We knew it was coming. Like, this is what it's going to be? What questions do you guys have? Are you going to get this card? You know, all that kind of stuff. And so I pour everything I have into my students. I love my Travel Points Lounge program. I love where it's going. It's going to be so amazing with this new Telegram chat and being able to ask questions right on the spot and voice message them and give basically like secret podcasts like this, just dropping it to them. And being able to share our vacations and help each other plan and all of that stuff. So if you have any questions on anything, because I know I dropped a lot of information here today on all of these changes, you are more than welcome to send me a DM or email me, and I will definitely help you navigate all of this, because even me, I'm still like reading lots of articles and trying to keep up with all of this stuff. But everything is open. I'm always happy to answer questions and help you to make sure that the next card that you pick is the right card for you. So everything will be linked in the show notes if you do decide to grab any of these Chase cards or the Capital One Venture X. And I will see you guys next week.